It is Wednesday morning. We check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm not out on the ice, and
good.
For that I'm grateful.
Be
I understand
safe.
There's several write-offs, so it is time to pay attention because it may just look like it's a rain slick street when it's really ice.
And that's what we're trying here to remind people again. If you got home last night around 6 or 7, you thought, hey, it's 58, 55, 50 degrees. How could this possibly freeze?
Well, because 32 is freezing.
That's right. In Indiana, the weather changes quite often. Marty, the council got together last night, so you have a meeting under your belt here in 2017. Are you reorganized? All that stuff's done. Tell us where we're at.
Oh, yes. We're reorganized and ready for more situations in county government. It's always a challenge, and this group will step up to the plate because we have no choice.
So who's our president now?
Our president is Ryan Cobine, and Shelley Yoder is the vice president.
Okay.
And as the outgoing president made comments before she retired from her seat, which was always a peaceful movement here in the county. But she did allude to some of the concerns that I myself had in that.
I thought Jeff McKim was the president. Who?
No, that was before. Jeff McKim
so
was
who,
the president.
So who was it? Cheryl Munson?
It was Cheryl Munson.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got lost there. I thought, for some reason, it was Jeff McKim.
No, that's okay.
So one of the things that we, many of us, have recognized is that we seem to continue to have budget hearings all through the year rather than doing it when we're supposed to and not getting our work done on time because people are not getting us the information in time to get everything done when we're supposed to do it. And so she was making comments about that, about how we need to be very clear about getting our budget information timely. And that's just so important because, once again, one of the things that we voted on last night was having to do with the contract with the sheriff's deputies. Now, this is not to find fault with the sheriff's deputies, but for the people who were supposed to have had all this work done and to the county council before budget hearings, it just didn't happen.
There's no consequence. There's no consequence for them not doing it. You folks keep on voting to pass what they want all throughout the year, so why should they care if you guys complain about it?
Well, and there's that someone asked me exactly what the council could do about it, and I said the council's totally in charge of things such as this. And so we have to make it clear to the department heads and to the county commissioners who bring forth requests such as this and who work on these contracts that there is absolutely a deadline for everyone to meet. If people do not believe that we have a deadline, no one will step up to the plate
right.
to make sure it's met.
But for the last year, you have consistently voted to go ahead and fund the things that they've brought to you throughout the year. I'm not saying you specifically, but I'm saying it has happened consistently all year long. So what impetus do these people
right.
who are department heads have to change their ways?
Well, let us just hope that perhaps if we as a group make certain that we make it clear that they must do it, and have everybody on board, not just, well, it's okay if you bring yours 2 or 3 months late. If we are together as a group, then we will operate better, and it's really better for the department heads and for everybody throughout county government because it's a fair playing field that way.
Yeah.
Because this, of course, we were going to approve this deputy's contract. But had we had the information before budget hearings so that we could have taken that in consideration with all the other requests, we would perhaps not have spent money on other things that we did. I don't know just exactly what, but that is exactly the way we're supposed to do it, is to look at over the next year and project what we believe the most important thing is that we do. Now, if you see in the paper today, you'll see one of the reasons why we are so challenged here in county government to try to step up to the plate, having to do with public safety. I mean, one of the columns here is about police and paramedics answering two heroin-related calls in 30 minutes at one Westside Strip Mall. Now, that is a huge part of why we need additional sheriff's deputies, why we are having jail overcrowding, why we're having problems with the impact of the sentencing code, why we're having trouble, if you'll see in the opinion column, had to do with how many children are needing court-appointed special advocates. We have been told over and over again that so much of this is tied to the use of drugs here in this county, which is throughout. It's not just this county. It's throughout the state. It's a national problem. And how we are to address it, and it's costing money, and there is no way around it. And the fact that we have a problem, you can't just say we don't have a problem. We do have a problem. And your
solution, well, not your solution, but you have to figure out how to pay for all this. That's the key, isn't it?
Well, we just passed a public safety tax. So is that not going to play into this? Although it sure seemed like when we were having those conversations, nobody was talking about this heroin epidemic.
Well, I mean, obviously the public safety tax, we passed it because for many of us, we believed we were going to not only have the money for central dispatch, but we also were going to have the money for these 10 road deputies that we were going to add on. Well, now we've used up part of that 10 road deputy money for the raises for our existing law enforcement officers, rather than going into that pot of money that we grew other county government expenses with. And so now we'll have to decide in the coming year how we can move those dollars around and still honor that 10 new law enforcement officers, which that's just something we'll have to look at and look at our numbers. And one of the things making it very difficult right now is that because we went to that new accounting system, we've gone for like a few months now without being able to look at balances and seeing where we are financially. And one of the things that I'd asked for, and we got some numbers last night, not sure how definite those numbers are, but I saw one a statement that made it look like we were going to have to come up with like $400,000 because for some reason, and there might very well be a legitimate reason, just don't know what it is exactly, they quit taking the money out of each of those departments for the benefit lines that the county's responsible for. So we'll have to go in there and do additional appropriations for every budget to try to put that $400,000 back. So it's just going to be a mess. Now, in addition to which, once again, our very first payroll messed up. The same thing happened last year. So we have many, many county employees very short of on their paycheck. And boy, to have that happen right after Christmas. These families...
Anytime it happens, whether it's Christmas or in July or anytime.
So when you have a mistake like that happen, Marty, how quickly does it get corrected on those people's paychecks?
Well, I had hoped that there might be some way that they could just say, we're just going to put out emergency checks and get this money back to people. It's over $100 for some of these folks. Now, that may not sound a lot.
No, it's a lot for people.
People make a lot of money, but let me tell you, there are a lot of people that $100, $150, that's their grocery money.
Yeah.
And what we end
certainly
up having,
their heat in their utilities.
Well, not only that, a lot of people have their house payment taken out of their checking account. Remember, this is these dollars are put directly in. It's a direct deposit, so it goes into their checking account or whatever account that they state. Well, if at the same time they've got a house payment coming out or insurance or whatever else, and this could cause people to be overdrawn. So this is just not acceptable, and that's a tough thing for the brand new auditor coming in to have to try to address. Because remember, this payroll was put together before she took office. I mean, you know, it would have already been started going through the process, and for whatever reason, when one vendor sent information to another vendor to put the payroll together, the benefits, they didn't take off the 2016. They just added 2017 onto it and doubled it in many cases. So I was assured last night after the meeting, met with the new auditor, and she said this will not, guaranteed, will not happen again next year.
Good.
Will not.
Well, that's positive to hear.
Going to be on top of it and make sure it's, because evidently nobody checked it. The other thing we found out, that the state did return to us the information having to do with the latest audit that was for 2015. And I invite you to take a look at that. Oh, if you could stomach it. It is full of huge errors. The balance is off, where things were not, the settlement wasn't right, where dollars are just not right, and it makes you very
well, what does that mean? What does that mean to somebody like me and Margaret?
Well, one of the things that they showed was that when the settlement was done, that means after all the taxes are paid and then it goes out to the different taxing units,
right,
they sent Bloomington $250,000, I'm rounding off here.
Yes, please.
Too much money. Having to do with, it appears, with excise, with the money that you pay when you go to get your car license plates and so forth. Well, then, this year, they took it back from the city, but we can't tell where it went because, of course, the accounting system is changed and it's hard to get in there and try to figure out what's going on.
So nobody noticed the extra $250,000.
Look,
laying around.
Wouldn't you think the city would have said, "Oh, this is $250,000 more than what we thought when they got that"?
I would think.
You think
so.
They might have said when they didn't get it this time? We're $250,000 short.
Yes, times two.
Yeah.
And I think it would have started with the excess to begin with. But that's me. I don't know how this works. This is why we talk to County Councilwoman Marty Hawk every Tuesday morning. I don't know how this stuff works.
And we're saying, okay, and so when you go to pay your when you're getting your car license plates, whatever, and all these dollars go in, and it gets into the treasurer's office, and it's supposed to be split up, like, where the taxes are supposed to go. Well, what was happening, evidently, according to the report, was the auditor was handing over the dollar amount to be distributed for that, but it didn't align with what was in the treasurer's report, but they just sent it out to match the auditor's report, and so the report from the state made it sound like as if it was would be difficult to determine if our settlements were anywhere near right. And we do know that we have over $1 million sitting in the accounts having to be distributed that's been sitting there for a couple of years. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact amount of time, but it's been a while, to be distributed. It's still not out there distributed.
So nobody needs this money needs to be distributed? They don't know their... I can't wrap my head around all this stuff because it's...
If
you got $1 million sitting somewhere, someone's not going, "Hey, where's my stuff?"
Well, do you know, when...
Or you just take what they give you.
It's hard to see what is actually going on, because
Yes, I would agree
with
that.
Right, that communication is poor, the training was poor, and so forth. Now, it's our hope that once everybody can get used to this new accounting system, that it will help us do a better job. But you know what? That accounting system's only going to be as good as the person who's trained to enter the numbers that goes into it. You know, they're not just going to pick up numbers out of the clear air. So
I don't know. It sounds like they've been doing that for the last couple of years. What differences I make?
Well, as you can tell, I'm just a bit frustrated, but I am looking forward to one of the assignments I was given. I was really kind of shocked that I was given it, but I was, to serve on the personnel committee. Now, that's the committee that looks at requests for job classification changes, which, of course, results in increases and so forth, and that's where the information goes to our the specialist who's supposed to tell us what the job classification is going to be. Now, if that committee makes it clear to the department heads, you either get us that information on time so we can get the information back on time and to the council before budget hearings. If that group will hold their feet to the fire, we might see a change in how this works.
So, Marty, just to remind folks, when are budget hearings?
Well, it's in the fall of the year.
That's what I thought. Okay. And so we have almost 9 months.
And here we are in January, still voting on salary ordinances to the, you know, adjustment of over $200,000. So this is just not the way it is supposed to work at all. And at some point in time, as I said to one of the other council members the other day on the phone, at some point in time, we're going to run out of brand new taxes we can go put in place. And their response was, well, I mean, I felt like they were agreeing with me that, yes, we need to look within the money that we already have to make it work. And so I'm encouraged that there may be those who say, let's make sure we understand the numbers better and see where we go from there. Because as you say over and over again, Glass, it is your money.
It is. And really, at some point, there will be no more taxes. They'll just run out of ways to tax you. Or does the state just cut it off at some point so that you can't tax any more than that?
Well, we're not allowed to tax any more than what the state says that we can. But if people
have we maxed that out yet?
Well,
because they keep on adding new taxes, Marty. When are they going to max it out?
That's kind of my point, right?
Okay. What I was about to say is when we have local folks going up to the state and say, please pass legislation that says Monroe County can raise more taxes for something else, something new and different than what is already in place. And everybody who's interested in that new tax goes up to the state and says, yes, we want this new tax. Very good. Well, then the state puts it in place and says, you can do it if you want to. Well, that's how we get new taxes. Now, you know, at the end of the day, we have to figure out, in the whole scheme of things, what's the best way to go about doing it. One of the ways we go about trying to create jobs is provide tax abatements. That is giving companies that come in and bring in new jobs and grow their job base, we give them an opportunity to grow their taxes rather than they never pay less. They just keep paying more until they've paid the full amount if they will provide a certain number of new jobs. And we did that last night for AB Biotechnology. So that is the answer, really, to making sure we have the dollars to be able to provide services, is to encourage job growth. And so I will say that last night I voted against the city interlocal agreement having to do with central dispatch because there were some things on there I didn't feel like we had fully vetted, had not discussed it at length, and I just felt I could not support that. They asked us to begin with to provide at $3 million that was on our agenda for an appropriation for dispatch, and without good documentation, we tabled that because I want to see something other than just salaries, X dollars. I want to know how many people are going to be paid with that dollar line for salaries. We need to have full documentation on the budgets, and that's not what we got from the city. So we'll see how that goes, and hopefully by this time next month we'll have all of that.
Marty, I just want to clarify one small point, and you can just answer it. From what you said about the state audit for 2015, is it correct for me to understand that we have absolutely no true idea of how much money the county has, how much it owes out to various taxing units, and where the various departments and so forth? We just really don't know right now. Is that correct?
Let me be very clear. I don't have it in front of me, or I would read you verbatim what it said. And I would encourage you to go to the Department of Local Government Finance. Oh, wait. I think maybe that's on the State Board of Accounts page. And it'll show you the update of that. All of that is all documented, and it's public information. And I think it's like on page 57, it will talk about so many of the huge discrepancies. But I don't want to say specifically without having it in front of me to read it. But it's huge. It's huge and very, very discouraging.
But at the end of the day, what you're saying is that if that's true, we really do not know how much money we have because it's not been appropriately allocated.
Well, that I don't believe it's saying exactly that, Margaret. So I'm being reluctant to just absolutely agree with you. It doesn't necessarily mean we don't know how much money we have. It appeared to me that what they were saying was we can't be very clear that the settlements in the past have been correct, but I don't know whether I don't see any way to correct that, because what are you going to do? Go back 3 years and try to redo settlements?
So what do you do?
And you know what? If it was a company, they would have to do exactly that, Marty.
Well, I'm not saying that's not the case. I just want to make sure I'm not relaying information that's not absolutely correct.
You obviously know what's in the bank accounts. That's not what I mean. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's sort of like me saying, you know, that my checkbook's balanced when I don't know what's outstanding and what I owe people.
Well, I do know that the commissioners are still not accepting the reports from the treasurer's office. The last report that was turned in was November, and they felt that was not sufficient for documentation and that they couldn't rely on the numbers. And I'm repeating that because I saw that in the meeting. So,
well, you let us know when we can rely on the numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay.
We'll try again next Wednesday. That's all.
And I'll try to have that report in front of me so that I can read to you verbatim a sentence or two, so that you'll see what I'm talking about. Because
sounds important to me.
Yes, it
well,
does.
I mean, if one of them said we were off by $3 million on one report, so you know, $3 million here, $3 million. Pretty soon, you're talking about some real money.
That's exactly right, real taxpayer money. Marty,
thank you,
good job, Marty. As always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye bye.